Jerry Online.
Welcome to another Dave and Jerry podcast. I'm Dave Jagger.
And I'm Jerry Jarvis. Well, here are three of my favorite stories today, Dave. They don't have anything to do with banks being foreclosed upon themselves, homes being foreclosed upon, or any kind of money situation, or that Casey girl down in Florida who, if she doesn't break soon and tell where that little girl is, I don't think she ever will break.
How sad is that? How sad?
But nevertheless, these stories do come from Florida.
Okay.
And because you're being so saturated by the other stories, you might miss these. Now, the first one is about a school bus driver. You always worry about buses being in accidents, right? And so this bus driver is thinking she's got an empty bus, and she's driving. Actually, this happened in Charlotte, now that I think about it. She is driving, and all of a sudden, this little preschool girl gets up thinking that it's her time to get off the bus. And she looks back thinking her bus is empty and drives right into this lady's home. That's right. And stops just short of the sofa that the woman's sitting on watching TV. Can you believe it? All right. That's one thing. Second thing, there's also a house down in Florida. It's in foreclosure and it's empty.
Okay.
And it's been infested with killer bees. And they're just, you know how those things are. Once they start, you just can't get rid of
them. That's scary because they don't want to move. I mean,
they do not.
You got to bring the professionals in when that happens.
And that's what the neighbors have been trying to do.
Yeah.
They've been trying to get the city to bring somebody in to take care of them because now then they've moved. Not only are they on the outside, but they're also on the inside of the house.
Well,
and
they,
you can actually hear the buzzing of the
I can imagine. Are they trying to get the city to take care of this?
Yeah, because the home is in foreclosure.
Oh, so nobody is...
No one's living in the house.
I thought maybe there was people still in
the
house and they were putting it...
The
onus was on the owner or whatever.
The neighbors are scared to death. So now they're confined to their homes because they can't go outside because there are just bees everywhere.
Thousands and thousands of bees.
Tens of thousands of bees. Now then,
so what's going to happen with that? Do you know?
City refuses to do anything about it so far, but you can't become a prisoner in your own home without, you know, vigilante justice at some point.
Well, you would think they'd pool maybe and, you know, hire beekeepers to come and remove them.
I would go down and wait for the mayor one morning and say, this house is in foreclosure. We're paying our taxes. Do something about
this. And this is in Charlotte, North Carolina.
No, that's in Florida.
Oh, that's in Florida.
All right. And this last story is in Florida as well. What's my favorite thing at the end of the day when I just can't get comfortable from anything else? I love to, you don't know?
Watch Fox News?
I just did it.
You just did it?
Yeah, I just did it.
Walk the dogs?
I love to take a bath.
Oh.
Man, I love that. There's nothing that I love more. And this woman down in Florida felt the same way, but she got in her bathtub last night, and two rat snakes crawled out of the fixtures after she'd already run all the water out. Man.
No, what, they came crawling like out of the faucets and stuff?
Yes.
The tub faucet?
She crawled into the bath and her own horror movie began.
Oh, my gosh.
And so you'd think she'd go crazy, right? But she thought they actually had pretty colors. And so she didn't panic. She stayed in the bathtub with them, which is more than I do. I'd be screaming and beating one over the head with the skin so soft, so fast, he wouldn't know what hit him. But nevertheless, she kept one. And I guess gave the other one away to the zoo or
something.
Excuse me. Yeah.
She kept one of the snakes.
That's right. It's in a fishbowl now.
So she's not scared of snakes, but they upset
her. She was. She's just not looking forward to her baths anymore as much as she was. Nevertheless,
is there an explanation for how they got in there? Obviously through the sewers or the...
They've had a lot of rain down in Florida today.
They're everywhere, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
that's
well, watch
my
that.
Favorite news
we've had
source.
A lot of rain up here.
I know.
So,
it doesn't make me want to take a bath, I can tell you that.
Thanks for listening. It's Dave and Jerry, online and on demand.
Copyright 2018 GLLC, all rights reserved.